Well, that was a difficult division loss. All division games are tough games, especially ones on the road. We knew we were going to come in here for a tough battle. Thoughts on the game? I mean, stating the obvious, the loss of Aaron Rodgers to injury definitely hurts. But as a football team, we have to move forward. Aaron's a great player. He's a huge part of our success in our program, but this is the state of the National Football League. You have to deal with all your injuries. So I had a number of injuries today. A lot of guys going in and out of the football game, both offense and defense. So we'll work through that, and we'll get in there tomorrow, and we'll get ready to prepare to beat the New Orleans Saints. Injuries are piled up on us here of late. It's a tough spot in our season that we're grinding through. Offensively, we made too many mistakes, including myself. I mean, a poor challenge here in the second quarter that we lost. Obviously, did not have the opportunity to challenge that third down play in the third quarter. And just, we made some adjustments, and we needed to do a better job. Defensively, we need to work on the tackling. And so these are all things that we can improve on. It'll be our focus. And tough day today, but we're 4-2. We're 4-2. We got the Saints coming to Lambeau in 7 days, so we'll get back in there tomorrow, get this game corrected, and we'll move on and prepare. So, as far as the quarterback position, Brett Hundley's my quarterback. Joe Callahan's the backup. That's the direction we're going. That is the focus, and that's where we are as a football club. With that, I'll take your questions.
How tough was play calling toward the end of that game when you lose four starters on offense?
Well, I mean, you're going through different components of obviously your run game. There's things you like and more really preparing for what they're going to be running on defense at that point in the game. Protection wise is the big challenge. The fourth down sack there was just those are some of the things I'm talking about. We were not as clean a number of times on third down. We had some mistakes in area protection. So we definitely need to do a better job of that as we move forward. But, yeah, the tackle situation was tough. Losing Aaron is obviously a big factor. But I thought Brett went in there and battled, had to play in some uphill spots. And I need to do a better job as a play caller, putting him in a better position to be successful.
What was your message to the team? Obviously, you went through a similar collarbone injury with Aaron a few years ago.
I just gave you the message to the team. It's we're 4-2. This was a hard day. All the players that were lost to injuries is difficult. We all understand the magnitude of what Aaron means to our football team. But when we show up tomorrow, we're going to correct this game. We're going to improve. It's my responsibility to make sure the team continues to grow and improve, and we'll put together a game plan to go beat the Saints.
Is there any chance of Aaron returning, especially if you extend your season?
Tom, I mean, that's a great question. I really just had a chance to meet with Aaron briefly before I come in here. We talked about what happened on the play and in the particular of the injury. I don't have any timelines, anything else. I haven't even spoken to the medical staff.
Did you think that was a late hit?
I did not see the hit. I did not see a replay of a hit. The only thing I saw was kind of the stills after the things you get after the play. So I really don't have an understanding of the hit. So I know the ball was thrown, my eyes went with the football, and then obviously something happened after the throw.
Mike, last week after that Dallas win, you were searching for the words to kind of describe what Aaron means and how it continues to surprise you. I mean, what type of words are you coming up with after this type of defeat and losing it?
Well, this is a tough loss. This is a team loss. The division games are, we knew we were going to have to play well coming in here today. Frankly, I was worried about our defense. Our defense had four what I would call starters out going into the game. So I knew we were going to be challenged there. But, yes, I mean, losing Aaron Rodgers speaks for itself. I mean, in my opinion, he's the best player in football. But this is a team game. It's the ultimate team game, and we need to be better. And we need to be better with the 11 people on the field that we have, regardless of the phase that we're in. And ultimately, that's my responsibility.
Do you have a tendency to scale things back or not get real risky when you have a quarterback like Brennan who's really not
No, I mean, no, I see what you're saying. Brett, we've been together now. I mean, Brett understands the quarterback room is really, you know, a lot of focus goes into that. We got some excellent coaches in the quarterback room. Alex Van Pelt, you know, I've been around the quarterbacks for a long time. You know, Aaron is a great mentor. He's been in this spot before, and he mentored, you know, Scott Tolzien. So we have some history here. So we're going to rally around this thing, and we're going to have a game plan to beat the Saints. So I have confidence in Brett Hundley, and you know, more importantly, it's how it all fits together. So you know, we're going to have strengths as an offense. We're going to focus on those. You know, look at the matchup of our opponent, and then we're going to go get it.
What do you think a week of practice as the number one guy can be for
Brett Hundley? Oh, I mean, it'll help a lot. I mean, it's stating the obvious. Anytime you have a chance to work the plays, you know, because like today, for example, I mean, it wasn't really the calling the play or getting a play call. It's more the adjustments that go on within the play, and we had some adjustments that, you know, that we just didn't get them executed. So whether it was the communication and you know, we're on the road, all those components. So we'll be at home next week, and we'll have a full week of preparation getting ready for the Saints.
Your defense came up with turnovers, but they just couldn't
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I really don't have an evaluation on anybody today. There's a lot going on. You know, I can't tell you about who the hell did anything for their team. I know we didn't tackle very well. So those are the things we'll focus on. We had a lot of moving parts today on the boundary as a coaching staff. So we'll just continue to work through it. This is we've been playing a lot of guys, so hopefully the experience of a lot of these younger players playing will benefit as we get ready for the Saints.
Two more, please.
Mike, do you see a scenario where you'd bring in someone from outside to start at quarterback?
Brett Hundley and Joe Callahan are my quarterbacks. That's what I'm focused on. I'm not here for any personnel comments or ideas. You know, Brett Hundley and Joe Callahan, that's what we're going with.